The U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001 ousted the Taliban from official power there. Right now, the Taliban are once again in control of large parts of the country. Still, a number of practices once banned by the Taliban have reemerged since 2001. One of them is a disturbing 5,000-year-old practice called bachabaz. Loosely translated, it means boy for play. It involves young male dancers, often runaways, who are kept and hired out by older Afghan men for parties and weddings. Gaith Abdulahad is based in Beirut for the Guardian newspaper in London. He's written about the so-called dancing boys. And Gaith, first of all, describe the scene for us at one of these parties.
Well, it's a bunch of men, Afghan men, bearded, sitting cross-legged in the middle of a room. After dinner, there will be a dancer. Usually the dancer conceals his face, of course, but they pretend they're women. So they dress like women. They have lots of bells around their ankles and feet and arms. And they dance in a very specific way by kind of sort of stomping the feet and shaking the bells. And they sing also. And of course, they are boys.
And if they pretend they're women, why aren't women dancing?
I think it's a 5,000-year-old question. When I ask this question, why don't you bring women? They say women are not allowed to dance in front of men, even if they were, you know, prostitutes or belly dancers. So the society is so, I don't know what words to use, but the society is so weird, it's so difficult, it's so strange that a woman cannot dance in public, but a boy can dance in public.
A boy can dance in public dressed up as a woman.
Dressed as a woman and abused, of course. It's not just dancing boys. They're abused boys. They're like sort of concubines, but they're boys.
I mean, as you say, the bacha dancers are often abused children whose families have abandoned them, and then they end up by getting virtually owned by their master. That sounds like sexual slavery.
Well, it's a mixture between sexual slavery, between abuse, between, you know, pedophilia, and between dancing. So sometimes they are kind of abused children abandoned by their families. Sometimes they're kidnapped children. Sometimes they are poor children sold by their families for such a job.
Now, you spoke to several of these boys, two in particular, Mustafa and Habib, and they seem to have different views on the practice. What did they tell you?
Mustafa is this dancer in some tiny little village. He's abused, he's young, he hates what he's doing, he's forced to do what he's doing, and he has no choice. Habib, on the other side, he sees himself as a dancer, he loves doing what he's doing, he is apparently a very famous dancer. So these are the two different characters.
Habib told you that people accuse him of being gay, but he says he's not. What about the men, though, who keep these boys and are entertained by them? Are they gay?
This is the weirdest thing in the world. In Afghanistan, in the Afghan context, no, they're not gay. They have sexual relationship with men, but then if you ask them if they are gays, they say no. Most of the times, even when they keep a dancing boy or a bachabaz or they have a sexual relationship with another man, they have a wife, they have a family, they have children, and then they keep this other relationship. This is Afghanistan.
How widespread is the practice, Gaith, and how accepted is it?
It's very widespread, of course, in some areas more than other areas. But in this belt around Kabul, north of Kabul and a bit south of Kabul, you rarely go to a wedding in a countryside unless it is like a very conservative Islamic wedding. If you go to like a tribal wedding, you must probably see 1, 2, 3, 5 bachabas dancing in the wedding.
Does the Afghan government frown upon this?
It's banned by the Afghan government. It's banned by the police, it's banned by the Afghan government, but because Afghanistan is such a lawless place at the moment, you know, I think in the list of priorities of the Afghan government, bachabaz comes like towards the end of the list.
And what happens, Gaith, to these boys once they've grown up? Because 19 is kind of the cutoff age for being a bachabaz.
Once the bachabaz reaches the age when they become men, they get married. They leave it. They leave this thing, and then they become men, and they marry wives, and they have children, and they have families.
And are they ever ostracized by society once they get older because people find out they used to be dancing boys?
A man who used to be a dancing boy would, of course, be ostracized. But yeah, they become men.
Gaith Abdulahad has written about the practice of bachabaz, or dancing boys, for the Guardian newspaper. He's been speaking to us from his base in Beirut. Gaith, thanks very much.
Thank you.